Let us pray. Almighty Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you once again for making it possible for us to be here this morning. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, we are about to go into your word. We ask, oh Lord, that you speak to each and every one of us from above, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask for more grace to be doers of your word, not teacher, nor hearer alone. Father, we don't want any of this word to stand against us on judgment day in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' blessed name we have prayed. Amen. This morning, we'll be looking at the topic, bearing and forbearing. Looking at bearing and forbearing. If you look at the dictionary meaning of forbearing, it means that we should be patient with each other, we should endure hardship and self-control. That whatever we are going through, that we should bear them patiently. You know, because we know, all of us, we are not at the same level of understanding. We are not at the same level of spiritual understanding. And the Bible encouraged us this morning that we should bear and forbear with each other. And we are going to be looking at some Bible passage here this morning. And we see the example of a nominal Christian. And we are going to look at the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the perfect one. So our first Bible reading will be 1 Corinthians 13:7. 1 Corinthians 13:7. We are talking about bearing and forbearing. 1 Corinthians 13:7. If you are there before me, you can read. Praise the Lord. That we should bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. No, the grace of God will help us to set aside our own desire so that we'll be able to bear all things without expecting anything in return. We bear all things patiently without complaining. That is where we have just read. That is the summary of it. That we should look unto God, be dead to self, and God will give us the grace so that we'll be able to bear all things. Let's look at Galatians 6:2. The book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 2. Praise the Lord. We should bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. Then we should seek to restore a brother or a sister who has fallen into sin. We should bear with them. We should bear with them patiently. We should seek to bring them back to the fold of Christ. We should exercise forbearance and compassion towards one another. Because remember, like I said before, that we are not at the same level spiritually. And God will help us as we do so in Jesus' name. The third one is Ephesians 4:2. The book of Ephesians 4:2. It says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. It says, we should not be easily provoked. That is that the summary of that one. We should not be easily provoked. We should be patient with one another, not seeking revenge. You know, as we know, if we love somebody, sometimes whatever they do to us, remember, husband and wife, the first time we meet, you know, there's nothing they can tell you about the person you really love. You just ignore it. So that is the type of love that God is telling us. You know, when we love somebody, we'll be able to bear and forbear with them, you know, and we'll not even complain. You know, the Christian life is a life of self-denial. Before we can do all these things, we have to deny self, because self will tell you when something happens that you should do your own back. But Christ is telling us this morning that we should bear and forbear patiently and be quiet about it, and God will help us in Jesus' name. If you look at all these three scriptures where we have read, one thing is coming up. What is it that we should bear? Bearing and forbearing, you know. And also, we are to bear things. It's not all things that we are to bear. I'm going to tell us those things that we are not to bear. We are, number one, we are not to bear sin. We all recognize sin. We all know what sin is. Sin is not something that we are going to bear. If you see somebody who is sinning, you don't bear, you know, because if you bear it, it will come to you, you know. Compromise, you know, if you see somebody who is always compromising, if you bear it without, you have to be able to stand up and let the person know. Then you don't bear Satan or evil spirits. Those are the things that we should not bear. But I can assure us that as we listen this morning, that God will give us more grace to bear and forbear wherever God has placed us in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at the instruction given to Christians in the book of Romans 15, verses 1 to 4. We can mark it in our Bibles if it has not been marked already. Instruction given to Christians. That is the instruction given to me and you. Not churchgoers, not, you know those people that, not the religious people, but the Christians who have the assurance of heaven, who have their own assurance of salvation, those that are born again, and it's not only being born again, but they have renewed their mind. So that is the instruction given to us. Romans 15, 1 to 4. Instruction given to Christian. It says we are to bear the infirmities of others. We are to bear the weakness of others. And we know this weakness can be between husband and wife, between the family, the church, the community, your neighborhood, where even at the place of work, there are some people who the way they will do things will not be the way you would like them to do it. But God is telling us this morning that we have to bear, you know, and before we can bear, we have to stop pleasing self. You remember Jesus Christ, our perfect example, was dead to self. He once in his life did not please self. He's always yielding to the Spirit of God. How many of us know that before we can do anything good, we have to put self to death? Because we want to do something good, self will keep telling us, no, don't do it. You can't. Look at this. We point 1001 reasons to you why you should not do something good. That is why it's very important that we put flesh to death, and God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, it look at it, says that, you know, when something happens, what the instruction given to us here is to show our spiritual strength, you know, by not retaliating, by not, you know, keeping record of scores of wrong thing. This is 1001 thing that this person has done to me. And my husband, last year was my birthday. He didn't remember to buy card for me. So this year, I'm not going to buy card. No. He's telling us this morning, where we read in first place, that we should not keep record, score of wrong thing, that we should learn to bear and forbear. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Look at verse 3. It says, the reproach of those that reproached thee fell on me. That is Jesus Christ. You know, he came for our sake. You know, he knew no sin. How many of us know that sin is a reproach to God, and the guilt fell on him for our sake? So who are we? We say, oh, this person did this to me, this person did that to me, I'm going to do this back. Look at Christ. Look at what he did for me and you. He didn't say, oh, that because this person, we see it later, the way of the non-believers, the way of the carnal Christian, what they do. Their own way of life is different to the life that Christ has called us to do. You know, we have to bear the shortcomings of others without complaining. Remember, some of us, we may keep quiet, but we'll be murmuring, we'll be complaining. The Bible encouraged us this morning that we should bear without complaining. Remember Jesus Christ, when people came and they bore forth witness against him and said, oh, you said this, you said that. He did not say anything, you know. He was quiet about it. How do I know that he didn't complain? When he got there, he said, Father, forgive them not, because they know not what they are doing. You know, sometimes we may keep quiet, but deep inside us, we are complaining. The Bible is telling us this morning that we have to bear patiently with the infirmity and the shortcomings of others among us, and God will help us in Jesus' name. I'm going to quickly show us some of the examples of the non-believers. If we quickly open our Bibles to Matthew 5:38, that is the practice of a nominal Christian. Matthew 5:38. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye. and a tooth for a tooth. Are we all there? Have we heard it before? That is the practice of a nominal Christian. They cannot endure anything. They operate in the principle of an eye for an eye. Whatever you do to them, they multiply it times 10 and throw it back to you. Am I right? If you do bad things to them, if you lie against them, they will lie against you. If you bear false witness against them, they will do the same thing to you. They will even look for, you know, I said they multiply everything, just like in a nutshell that I put it. They multiply everything you do and throw it back to you. And look at what Jesus said later. He said, let's look at 39 to 40. I want us to go through it. It's a long one, but I want us to go through it. That is the way of the Lord. Before we go to Matthew, let's quickly look at example of a non-believer Christian too in 1 Kings 3:16. 1 Kings 3:16-28. There's a familiar story there that we all know. That is the way of a nominal Christian. They operate in the principle of an eye for an eye. The nominal Christian. Yes, 16:28. The Lord, you know, the other woman there who is the first mom to the baby said, when the king said, okay, I'm going to cut this baby into two, then she quickly said, okay, it's all right. That is the practice of the nominal Christian. They don't have any hope of going to heaven. They are just religious. They come to church, but nothing they hear from church. They never practice it. Look at the real mother of the baby. She did not put label on the baby. That is the type of Christianity, of Christian life that Christ has called us into it. He did not put any label on the baby and say, oh, I look after this baby for 9 months. I wake up in the night to look after this baby. This is my baby. She said, give it to her. Let it be. You see, that one is the one who has the mind of Christ. You know, she knows that actually the child is hers, but instead of the child being wasted, okay, say give it to her. And the nominal Christian will operate in that principle, and God will help us in Jesus' name. So let's look at the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, the instruction that is given to us. Those of us that we know where we are going, we are sure we are going to heaven, we are going to reign with him. Let's look at Matthew 5:39. Start from 39. Say, but I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whosoever slap you on your right cheek, turn the other cheek to him also. Praise the Lord. Is it doable? Is it? It is. It's doable. You know, say whosoever can even be your subordinate, can be somebody you have helped in the past, can be somebody you are more intelligent than, it can be anybody. The whosoever can be the member of your family, the member of your church. He says you should not revenge, you should not retaliate. That is the type of Christianity we are doing now. That is the type God wants us to do, that we should not retaliate. You know, we should show our spiritual strength by not hitting back. We should bear it patiently. We should not keep score of wrongdoing. You know, this is what I will do back. We must not be revengeful. We should leave it, bear it patiently, and leave God to avenge for us. Let's look again the practice of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is our perfect example. Luke 9. When we go home, I think we should read the Matthew 5:39-49. It's a very powerful one. And as we read and meditate upon it, God will give us the grace in Jesus' name. Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, "If anyone decide to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." That we should take our cross daily. It's not monthly. It's not yearly. Say daily. You know, we all know what the cross of Christ is. It's not, you know, the cross we see all about, or it's not the cross we wear. The cross of Christ is when the will of God crosses our own will. That is the cross of Christ. You know, when you know this is what God asks you to do, and this is what your flesh is telling you to do, and you say no to self, I'm not going to do what my flesh is telling me, and I will go the way of the cross of the Lord. You know, and it says we should pick up our cross daily and follow him. There will be opportunity for us every day to pick up our cross. In our places of work, there will be some people who will always try to be on our neck. Even within husband and wife, there will be opportunity for us daily to take up our cross. Even in the family, in our church, everywhere we go, there will be opportunities. In the neighborhood, on last week Friday, you know, we went to the city to buy something. And we saw these two young boys, and we saw these two elderly people. They were just going. And this young boy started hitting the elderly people. And I just looked back because the boy hitting someone is an African boy. Then I looked back and look at this boy. He's hitting this old man. Do you know what the other person said to the old man? He said, "Keep going." And I look at him, I said, this is good. You know, he was just going. He didn't look back, you know. I just look at him. I said, this boy does not know what he's doing. That one stage in his life, he will look back and say, "Oh, look at what I have done." But the other person said to the other elderly person, "Don't hit back." That day, I look at it as an opportunity for the other person to pick up his cross. So there will be opportunities for us to pick our cross daily. There is somebody who will purposely come and provoke us. That is another opportunity for us to pick up our cross daily and follow him. You know, the flesh be telling us, remember I said, the flesh be telling you, teach him a lesson. How can it be? Do your own back. No. And the other, you know, remember I gave us the definition of the cross. It is when the will of God crosses our own will, and your flesh be telling you, give it back to him. No, you can't tolerate that. And your flesh be telling you all this, and the cross of Christ be telling you, bear it patiently. Praise the Lord. And God will help us in Jesus' name. I remember about maybe 2-3 years ago, somebody came to our house and said maybe we've done something to them, and the lady just came and started talking, and she was so rude. My flesh just told me that, oh God, how can, let me remember exactly what is I had. Said, look at you, you are sitting down there, you just allow a woman to just walk in and started abusing your husband. Immediately my face changed, and the woman, she knew too. I was going to walk her out. But immediately I saw my husband on her knee, on his knees, then I quickly repent. I said, okay, let me kneel down too, and so that just apologize and let it go. And we did. And we just said, we've heard what you said, we are sorry. I said, okay. Then I said, okay, before I even said I'm sorry, let me ask you one thing. Why do you think that we do this to you? She said, because you knew I had problem and my husband had problem, and you people are encouraging me to eat. I said, is that all? She said, yes. I said, okay, what do you think I want to derive from telling you to? He said, maybe you think I'm wasting the food you are bringing. So that's why. I said, what is food here? I said, anyway, we apologize. Praise the Lord. That is the type of life God has called us to be. Let's look again in Romans 12. We are still looking at the instruction, you know, the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, what he did, and that is what he expects us to do too. Romans 12, 17. Romans 12, 17. Praise the Lord. Say we should not repay evil for evil. This is what he, like I said before, somebody has injured us, you know. We know it can be very painful. And we know what to do to bring the person down. We know what to do to convince the person. We know the, you know, we know what to say that the person will finish. The Bible is telling us that we should not repay evil for evil. That we should not justify ourselves. We should just leave everything to God and bear it patiently. No, we all know what to do that can bring the other person down, even between husband and wife. We know what our husband doesn't want to hear. We say it because we are angry, and he too will keep it. And when our own time comes, he will say what we don't want to hear. So the Bible says this morning that we should not keep score of wrongdoing, that we should bear and forbear. We should learn to bear the infirmities of others, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Look at this Bible passage we are going to read. It's talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53, chapter verse 7. Isaiah 53, 7. As the sheep before. Praise the Lord. Yeah. They are talking about our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords, the King of all kings. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before his shearer. He did not open, he kept quiet. That is our Lord Jesus Christ, the one going about doing good, the one who multiplied bread for 5,000 people, the one who was going about healing people, doing good. At last, he was oppressed. Yet, he did not open his mouth. The natural thing for him to do, he knows what to do, but he didn't. When we are afflicted, when we are oppressed, we should not start justifying ourselves. You know, Jesus was better than any man who ever lived, but he kept quiet. He kept his peace, no self-justification, no retaliation, no self-defense. Bear it patiently, and God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, when we look at all these places where I've read, you say, oh, some of us, when we hear the word of God, we go back and say, these things that we are reading, don't mind her, that thing she's reading, they've written it many years back. If you look at where we read, in Romans 15, 4, says, are we all there? Romans 15, 4. Say, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning. Am I right? I said, don't mind her. She's reading from the Old Testament. She's reading from the non-denominational Christian. They divide the Bible into two. This is the Old Testament. This is the New Testament. He said, all things that were written before were written for our what? Our learning. Each time we hear the word of God, what we need to do is just to ask for grace. Lord, I've heard what your word says. I ask for grace so that we'll be able to do what the Bible says, what the word says. Sometimes, just like I said, that our flesh will be telling us it's hard. It's very hard to do, but the grace of God can enable us to endure and bear patiently the infirmities of others, and God will help us in Jesus' name. We've heard what the instruction given to Christian, we've heard how, you know, when you are offended, that you should not take revenge, you should not keep record of wrong thing. We've seen the examples of the non-believers, the nominal Christian. Look at the two, the women we read in second, in 1 Kings 3:16, and look at where we read in Matthew. Look at the people who operate in the principle of an eye to eye, an eye for eye. We've seen all those ones, and we've seen the example of Jesus Christ, what he did. He was afflicted. He didn't say anything. He know what to do to bring all of them. He can even consume all of, send the angel to consume all of them. He didn't. We've had it. That is what Christ wants us to do. And we've also look at, we've had where it says that we should not, you know, we should bear patiently the infirmities of others. We should bear their weakness, what that there's a great reward in it if we are able to bear and forbear. So we are going to look at, when we hear the word of God, and we are going to look at what Jesus Christ says about hearing the word of God alone, and not, you know, you just hear it alone and you don't do it. That is what we are going to look at lastly. Now, I decided to make this message a short one because it is very powerful, so that we'll be able to go back home, read through, and the Holy Spirit will do the rest in us, in Jesus' name. So let's look at Luke 6:46-49. I want all of us to be there, and if possible, I want it to be projected so that we all see it. Luke 6. Are we all there? What is the essence? You know, we confess Lord as our Savior and do not do what he says. What is the essence? Look at us this morning. I guess some of us may be tired, but still we are here. Some of us, we have 1,001 assignment that we left behind. We are here. Some of us, we have gone to work to make more money. I guess today they pay more money. We are here. So what is the essence? We hear the word every day, but our flesh, we keep telling us not to do it. You say, I will show you, whosoever hears this saying of mine and doeth it not. You know, it's like a man, you know, who built the house the foundation is not solid, you know. When trials, tribulation, when it comes, you know, the person will not be able to stand. When we hear the word of God, we read our Bibles, then we ask God for grace to do what he says. We'll be able to stand when we are going through trials, when we are going through tribulation, when things are not going well. We'll be able to go back. The word of God is the rock. That is the one who hears the word and do it. He said it's going to be like a rock, you know, a house that is built upon a rock. That is Jesus Christ, the rock. And the devil knows all these things. He will just tell, the flesh will just dominate. He will just tell you. If sometimes I want to ring somebody to say, okay, please, I want to come, and I just want to come to you, so that, because I notice there are some misunderstanding between us. Then you want to pick up your phone and do that, but your flesh will tell you, don't give in too quickly. She will do it back to you again. She will think you don't know what to do. She will think you are weak. And the devil will give you 1,001 reasons why you should not pick up your phone and make peace. So we hear this morning that if we call him Lord and we did not do what he says, that is going to liken the person to, you know, some other Bible puts it as a wise man, the other one foolish. I pray we will not be foolish in Jesus' name. If we hear the word of God only, and we don't live up to it, then we'll not be able to stand. When trials will come, when there's tribulation, when there are things going on, we'll not be able to stand. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Just like I've said, that when we hear the word of God, it is not for us to go home and say, this is from New Testament, this is from Old Testament. They said all things, Romans 15:4, were written for our learning. What we need to do is to ask for more grace. Whatever we need to do restitution, we do it. Whatever we need to be corrected, whatever peace we need to make, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Can we rise up, please? Just like I've said, I decided to make it a short one so that we'll be able to think about it. Don't want to talk too much so that we don't forget what we have had. I'm going to thank God for what you have had this morning. You've had the word, the nominal Christian, the way they operate, their own principle, and you have had the principle of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you are going to thank God for what you have had this morning, because I guess it is not that we just hear it for hearing sake. I believe and I know somebody will be blessed by this word. Appreciate God. Thank God for what you have had. You know the areas where we are struggling. You know those people that maybe they've done something to us and it's really hurt. The Bible says you should bear it patiently. Ask God for more grace so that you'll be able to bear and forbear. It is not possible that, you know, some things will happen, because remember I said we are not all at the same level spiritually, understanding. No, we are not at the same level. The Bible encourages us to bear the shortcoming of others. Ask God for more grace to bear the shortcoming of others.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And lastly, let us say, Lord, everything that I harbor in my heart that will prevent me from making heaven, let it dissolve today in Jesus' name. Every area, every root of bitterness, everything that I harbor in my heart, Lord, maybe because of offense, maybe because of bad experiences, maybe because of my own fears, Lord, everything that locks in my heart that will not make me, help me to make heaven, Father, let it dissolve today. My Lord and my God, give me enough grace. My Lord and my God, I don't want to serve you for nothing. Lord, I want to reign with you. I want to reign and be in your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please, can we just pray for the benefit of obedience and say, Father, even as I choose to obey you, Lord, you will profit me. Father, profit me. As I choose to obey you, I'm not looking for man to profit me. I'm not looking for man to approve of me. I'm not looking for man to say, I've done well. I'm not looking for man to say, look, you are on the right track. I'm looking for you to approve of me. Therefore, the benefit of my obedience will come from you. Lord, I look forward to you, O Lord. Father, the reward of obedience will be my portion. It will be the portion of my family from generation to generation. Not just this generation, even to thousands generation. You will never forget that I've been obedient to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we bless your name and we give you praise as a people. Lord, we pray that we will be the people with another spirit. We are not going to carry the spirit of most of the population. Our spirit will be those that Jesus has anointed, the one that Jesus has touched. We were told this morning how Moses appointed 70 elders and he put his hands on them. The Bible said the spirit of Moses was transferred upon them. Therefore, the spirit of Jesus is transferred upon us today. In Jesus' name, that spirit that obeys the word of God, even in great difficulties, that spirit that yields to God, even in great tribulations, that becomes imparted to us today. In Jesus' name, we will live worthy of your name. We will live worthy of your calling. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Can we